Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll help you learn more about the power of manifesting. Thank you for joining me today. The more you listen, the more you'll learn, and you'll soon be a manifest master yourself. On the second Monday of each month, Jillian Harris joins me, and we dive even deeper into the power of manifesting. Jillian teaches how to use colors, aroma, stones, crystals, as well as strategic thought and authentic emotion to work as tools toward manifestation of goals. From time to time, other guests may join our show to bring you new perspectives. During Manifest Mondays, I talk about the rules of manifesting. Yes, there are rules to manifesting, but they're easy to follow. You can find these rules on BeUnique.org's extra blog, or if you want a copy, just email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and ask me to send you a copy. I'll also share stories of successful manifest moments, how to manifest healing, the power of manifesting with the full moon, using daydreams to help you manifest, and the power of your words, and how what you say and what you pay attention to affects what you bring into your life. Equally important is the action we put on our statements. This is a fun and physical way to push our words out into the universe. I've received feedback from people who have seen the power of this simple manifest step. Today, I want to talk about the rules for manifesting. You might think of the manifesting as the secret, the law of attraction, or simply faith. While some people might consider the ability to manifest what you want as a form of magic, the truth is, we all manifest what we think about. Every day, we attract energy into our lives that is similar to the energy we put out. The faith that our prayers will be answered is the secret to manifesting. Today, we are the manifestation of choices, decisions, and thoughts that were made in the past. I call this episode The Rules for Manifesting because, like everything else in the universe, if you don't follow the rules or some sort of formula, you won't get the results you're looking for. The rules aren't hard, but it might take some time to get accustomed to speaking and thinking in this way. You might think you're already speaking positively, but may discover that doubt creeps into your energy patterns. Once you learn the rules and change your habits, you'll be amazed at how simple it is to manifest the life you've always wanted. You might discover that the life you thought you wanted will change as you develop your ability to manifest. Okay, so I have 12 rules. And I will read the rules and I'll go into them a little bit more into detail as the show goes on. Number one, speak your dreams into existence. If you don't speak, write, and act on your dreams, they'll always remain dreams. Number two, when you speak, you must speak in positive terms that tells the universe you mean business. Number three, speak in the present tense. Number four, avoid using wish, want, hope, pray. When this and if that and what if. Number five, believe that what you want is already yours. Number six, know that you deserve to have the life you desire. Number seven, be willing to change with your dreams, because dreams have the power to change us if we allow them to. Another way of saying that is don't be afraid to grow, don't be afraid to change, and don't be afraid to evolve. Number eight, know your own skill set and determine if you have all the tools you need to achieve your dream. If you need more tools, go to school, take a class, find a mentor, ask for help. Number nine, maintain an attitude of gratitude, because if you're not grateful for what you already have, don't expect to receive something different. Number 10, know the difference between manifesting and wishing for something. We manifest by speaking with positivity, knowing that by asking, we are opening ourselves up to receive. Wishing is just hoping without any action. 11, Understand that anything worth having is worth working for, and this includes your dreams. Number 12, put action on your words. Now, this action will vary with what you want to accomplish. Do you know what you need to achieve your dream? Do you need more education, training, or special equipment? You may need to do a little research. You may need to create a plan. This can be a business plan, a vision board, or an outline on a piece of paper. But if you write down your plan, you're telling the universe and yourself and others in your world that you are serious. Prepare yourself for the reality, because ready or not, here it comes. Sometimes you can do something as silly as making a goofy face or snapping your fingers to tell the universe you are serious about achieving your dream. And I'll talk a little bit more about this, because this is important. Your actions, your words, your desire, and your belief will take your dreams from someday to, hey, look what I've got. Now, here's another tip about putting action on your manifest statement, because you may not be able to jump for joy the moment you make your statement. You might not be able to go right out and make a long, dreamed-up purchase, but you can put a little body motion on your statement. Now, I'll explain this a little bit later, but I want to tell you that when my co-founders, Jennifer and Lynn, when we created the bank account for Be Unique, we, excuse me, when my co-founders at Be Unique, Jennifer and Lynn, and I opened up our bank statement, take three. When Jennifer and Lynn, my co-founders at Be Unique, and I opened our bank account, we didn't want to make a lot of action and noise and celebration inside the bank, because that wouldn't have been proper. But trust me, the minute that we stepped outside into the world of public, we were out on the streets, we did a little Snoopy dance right out in the middle of Orlando. And it was amazing to be able to put that action onto what we had done. But let me go back to some more statements that go with our rules. Rules number 1, 2, 3, and 4 revolve in how you speak. Number 1, speak your dreams into existence. Number 2, speak in positive terms. Number 3, speak in the present tense. Number 4, avoid using words like wish, want, pray, and what if. This is what those four rules sound like. This week is filled with miracles, breakthroughs, abundance, prosperity, good health, good news, and love for everyone connected to me. Now, I can break that down a little bit and just say, this week is filled with abundance for everyone connected to me. And so it is. Thank you, Gus. That's an affirmation statement right there. Now, rules 5, 6, 7, and 8 require you to have faith in yourself. I can't really create a statement for your belief system, but we can discuss affirmations in another episode, and that will help make this yours. But you must believe that you already have all you want, and you know that you deserve to have anything extra that you want. You must be willing to change with your dream. The reason for this is simple. Let's take a new job, for example. Let's say you want a different job. You may be required to adjust your commute. You may need to buy different clothes. You may need to move. You also need to know if you're qualified for the job. What are your talents? What's your knowledge base? Do you need to take steps to improve those? Or do you need to take another course and learn something special for the job you want? That's putting your manifesting into action. Rule 9 is all about gratitude. I will talk in more detail about this, but if you aren't grateful for what you have, you aren't in the right mindset for manifesting. And this is how it sounds combined with what I did a moment ago. This week is filled with miracles for everyone connected to me. And so it is with our sincere and true gratitude. Thank you, Gus. Thank you, God, Spirit, Universe, Source. Thank you, everyone who's listening to this podcast, because together our energy combines and we can create, co-create, and manifest so much more. Now, rules 10 and 11 fall back to you and your deal. They fall back to you and deal with your level of understanding. I will help you get to the level beyond wishing and hoping so you can manifest. I don't think I need to tell you that anything worth having is worth working for. We've covered that already. You've heard that probably all your life. But this includes manifesting. The work doesn't have to be hard, but the work has to be done. Now, the last rule I mentioned was about putting action on your statement. This is by far one of my favorite parts of manifesting. You can put as much or as little into it as you want. But you've got to put something, some action behind your statements and push your words out into the universe. You can blink your eyes, clap your hands, tap your toes, shrug your shoulders. I like to do it all. I like to do them all together and push my palms outward like I am pushing on a door that won't open. Maybe the door says pull and I'm pushing, but by golly, I'm going to get that door open. And we literally need to push our intentions out into the cosmos. Now, I have another fun part of the show because I love doing this. It's story time. This is a true story of how I helped someone manifest something important. And I earned the title of Manifest Master among my friends. You may not think I am, but my friends call me that. So I'm all right. My friend Jennifer, her daughter Anna, is a globe-trotting entertainer and environmentalist. She has traveled all over the USA and around the world. She's had two working trips to Japan. She's also the host of Be Unique Radio's Here I Am, which airs at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday nights. But I'm not here to talk about another radio show, which is fine. It's on Be Unique, but I'm here to talk about how I helped her manifest something she wanted. On Anna's second trip to Japan, she was very strategic about her packing because she had learned that she would need to take certain items with her. As an American, she had discovered the difficulty of finding shoes in her size, even in cities as large as Tokyo. Now, don't get me wrong. Anna doesn't have large feet, especially compared to my size 12s. Her feet are actually kind of average. But in Japan, average for an American woman is huge in the shoe department. We were together in Anna's mom's car preparing to leave for a farewell lunch at the end of summer because Anna was planning to fly out to Japan the following week. We'd been talking about some of the things she still needed to buy before packing because she knew she would be in Japan through the winter. She needed a pair of warm boots so she could move through the snowy streets without freezing her feet. Anna said she had been calling shoe stores all over and they either didn't have boots in yet, or they were not in her budget, they were not in her size, or they were just simply inappropriate. She had something specific in mind and asked if I would mind making a few calls on her behalf. But guess who didn't pick up her phone? I didn't. I didn't make a single phone call. Instead, I pulled out my manifest journal because I always keep it with me, always keep a pen with me. Her mother put down her phone because she had come to recognize what my manifest journal looked like. When I finished, I read it to the others. And here's what I wrote. Anna's boots are beautiful, on sale, and fit perfectly. And as I read that, we all three said, and so it is. Thank you, Gus. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. And we just did a little shimmy in the car. We did our clapped our hands, and we just did a, we looked, probably looked insane to other people, but we weren't driving. We were just sitting in the parking lot. And Jennifer started the car, and I said, "Where are you going?" And Jennifer said, "I'm going to the first shoe store I can find, because Mary wrote it in her book, 'I know we'll find your boots wherever we go.'" Not more than 10 minutes later, she turned into a shopping center, and there were two shoe stores that both had big signs announcing boots on sale. After trying on a few pair, Anna found one that was perfect. It was in her size, they were beautiful, and they were on sale. Since then, her mom has called me a manifesting master. If you follow the tips in all my episodes, you can be a master too. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio and check out all our other Manifest Monday episodes. I'll share more manifest stories with you and some tips for how you can create the world you've always wanted, including how to create a gratitude journal, the power behind your own manifest statement journal, affirmation list, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, and what it means to use positive language. And remember, if you follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio, you'll get notified every time a new show airs. If you have questions about your manifest journey, email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com or reach out to me through beunique.org. That's beunique.org. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in next Monday when we talk about the positive language of manifesting. Goodbye.